Chapter 11 New Masters. The sled teams arrived in Skagway exactly 30 days after leaving Dawson. The dogs needed a rest very much. After traveling 4,000 kilometers in 5 months, their muscles and their feet hurt.
"Come on, you poor dogs. Walk just a little more and then you can rest," said the men. "We're tired too. We all need a long rest now."
However, the men and dogs were not going to get a long rest. There was a lot of new mail to be taken to the Klondike, north of Skagway, and the mail train had to leave immediately. There wasn't time to wait for the tired dogs to rest, so new dogs were bought, and the weak, tired dogs were sold for a few dollars to anybody who wanted them. Buck's dog team was bought by three Americans, a man called Charles, his young wife, Mercedes, and her brother, Hal. They were on their way to the gold fields because they hoped to become rich and they wanted to travel immediately. Unfortunately, they didn't really know anything about life in the north or about dogs. They couldn't see that the dogs were still weak and needed more time to rest. 3 days later, the tired team of dogs began its third trip to Dawson. The Americans didn't know how to pack a sled properly, and they put so many heavy things on their sled that the dogs couldn't pull it.
"Come on, you lazy animals! Mush!"
shouted Hal, and he began to hit the dogs with his whip.
"No, Hal, no!" shouted Mercedes. "You mustn't hit the poor animals. Promise me you won't hit them the whole journey, or I won't come with you."
"I know what I'm doing," shouted Hal. "You must hit dogs to make them work."
A man was watching them.
"You don't know what you're doing," he told them.
"Your sled is too heavy, and it's also frozen to the ice. You must help the dogs and push the sled to break the ice. Don't you know that?" Hal and Charles took some things off the sled, and finally they broke the ice and pulled the sled out of it. But the dogs still couldn't pull it. It was still too heavy. Then Charles had an idea. He went and bought more dogs.
"Look," said Hal, pleased. "Now we've got 14 dogs to pull our sled. Nobody else has got as many dogs as we have."
Charles and Hal were pleased with their idea, but it wasn't a good idea at all. Charles and Hal didn't understand that if they used more dogs, they must also bring more food for them, and there wasn't enough room on their sled for food for 14 dogs. Another mistake was that Charles bought new dogs from the south. New dogs didn't know what to do on the trail and had to be taught. One or two new dogs in a sled team is possible, but not seven. So they began their journey. 2 men, 1 woman, 14 dogs, and a sled. The sled was lighter than before, but it was still very heavy and badly packed. On the first bend, while they were going down the main street in Skagway, the sled fell on its side and everything fell into the snow. Mercedes watched while some kind people helped Charles and Hal pick up their supplies. Many of their supplies were unnecessary, and the people tried to give them advice.
"Canned food!" shouted a man. "It's much too heavy. Don't take it with you."
"You've got enough blankets to open a hotel," laughed another man. "Half that number is enough. Leave some in Skagway."
"How many dresses do you need in Dawson?"
a third man asked Mercedes. Mercedes cried as her husband and brother put some of her clothes with the supplies to leave in Skagway. Then, impatient to start the journey, she began to throw other things from the sled too, even important supplies.
"Will we ever be ready to go?" wondered Buck.